Hello. This is Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth, broadcasting from Historic Park, New York. I'm your host, Dr. Vic Torres, pastor, teacher, and author. I'll be presenting a series on Christ, Christians, and Christianity from a biblical perspective. Now, I'm sure that you have experienced this in your life as well. You come across Christians, but yet they don't act very much like Christians. In other words, they have issues and areas in their life that really don't define them as being very loving Christians. And I think the reason for this is so often that there are things that happen in our past, and if those things in the past have not been resolved, then they tend to affect us in later life as well. Now, in the last post, I used Proverbs 18:14, and it said, "The spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness, but who can bear a broken spirit?" And I said last time that the word broken spirit can be translated as a wounded spirit or a traumatized spirit. So a broken spirit is one that has been wounded, and the wound is emotional in nature. And the important thing is that it's not been healed. You see, Jesus is the healer. He heals physically, he heals spiritually, and he heals emotionally. And my focus today will be on the emotional healing aspect of living the Christian life. Now, emotional healing is important because an emotional wound is an open door for Satan to try and influence a person. So if a person is healed emotionally, then that door to the devil's influence is closed. Now, the great news is that Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy. That's what the scriptures say. Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. Now, listen to this mission statement found about Jesus Christ in Luke 4, 18 and 19. Jesus says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me, he has empowered me to preach the good news or the gospel to the poor." And here we go. "He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." You see, Jesus came to heal and deliver those who put their trust in him, to be set free from the devil's lies, which is at the root of all emotional wounds or trauma. If we break it down, there are clearly five steps in the cycle of unresolved emotional wounds or trauma. There's the event itself, the trauma, the hurt, the wounding. It can be as a result of sexual abuse or physical abuse or even emotional abuse. It can happen at any age. But when it happens when one is young, it is often a very deep wounding. You see, when we're young, we're not wise enough to recognize the truth. And when we don't recognize the truth, that opens the door to the lie. And of course, the second part of this is that the lie comes from the father of lies, Satan. He'll try to put the lie in our souls that we deserve the abuse, or it was our fault that it happened. Another lie is that it happened because God didn't love us or care. And this is a common lie that the devil will use when prayer doesn't seem to be answered in the way we want it to be. Now, as a result of the lie, because we believe the lie, there's an emotional upheaval. As a result of believing the lie, it produces guilt, it produces shame, fear, and even bitterness. And all of that causes the person to be dysfunctional. You see, it's the guilt, the shame, the bitterness, and fear that produce behaviors that are not natural or normal. Now, in the last post, we described some of those most common dysfunctional behaviors. Now, you may know people who are otherwise very, very nice people, but there are certain areas of their life that are just dark and not difficult to understand. You may experience things in your own life that you don't know why you do it. It's because something happened. Or I should say, it may be because something happened when you were younger And you believe the lie the enemy has sown into your heart. And as a result, you are experiencing guilt and shame and fear. Now, the tragedy of this is that there are certain triggers or there's events that bring to memory the lie, and it starts the cycle all over again. It's like feeling the pain from the very first time. And this cycle continues round and round until the cycle is broken. Let's look at an example or two of how this all works. Example number one, a young person experiences a breakup in the marriage of the parents. That's the trauma. That's the wounding. Instability, arguments, fighting in the household. Then one of the parents leave. And tragically, the child believes that it was their fault. See, that's the lie that Satan would inject into the situation. And this happens most often in the mind of a child. They feel guilty. They feel shame. And that produces an emotional upheaval. And they start to pray that the parents will reconcile. And it doesn't happen. Now that child feels that God doesn't care about the situation. And this leads to distrust of God or outright rejection of God. All of these lies are created by Satan and put into the mind of a young person. Now, as an adult, the child doesn't trust close relationships, doesn't trust God. That's the dysfunction. They may become lonely, depressed, and bitter towards life and God. They make bad choices in their relationships, and when it goes bad, it brings back unconsciously the hurt as a young person of the breakup of the parents. And that's the trigger. Then the cycle starts again. The pain, the lies, the emotional upheaval, and the dysfunction. On and on it goes. You know, a second example would be the case of abuse. As I said earlier, it could be a sexual situation, a physical, or even an emotional one. And usually it's from a family member, a relative, or a close friend. Someone who is supposed to be trusted. A person who is abused often comes to the wrong conclusion. And the conclusion they come to is that they are unworthy or they deserve the abuse because they're bad. You see, that's the lie that Satan would stick into that situation. That they deserve to be abused. That's a lie. Then, of course, follows the guilt and the shame, trying to hide that the fact that they feel worthless. And, of course, that produces all kinds of emotional upheaval. As a result of the lies of the devil, the guilt and the shame, they make bad choices, and it confirms the lie. It may be an addiction, such as alcohol or drugs, to try and ease or erase the pain. That would be the dysfunctional behavior. They may become angry and hostile as a defense against hurt again. The kinds of abnormal behavior are endless. They may settle down and be quite normal for a while, and then something triggers the memory of what happened, of the pain, and then the cycle starts all over again. Now, the question for us as believers is, how can this cycle caused by an emotional trauma or hurt or wounding, how is it broken? Number one is to identify the trauma. Identify what it is that happened. And this is the work of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what and why you act the way you do in certain circumstances. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He will reveal the truth, and of course, the truth will set you free. Next, you need to confront the trauma. You may have been innocent when the wounding took place, but accept the fact that you're the one that made bad choices, but it's because you believe the lies of the devil. Repent of that. Receive the healing that only Jesus can produce. Accept Jesus' love. His love is an agape love. Remember, it's not based upon what you've done. He has decided, he has committed to love you. then accept Jesus' forgiveness. Jesus died on the cross for your sins, for all of our sins. We are forgiven and justified. Justified, never sinned. And when those old painful thoughts come to your mind, remind Satan that you are forgiven and that he can go to hell. That's where he belongs. You are a child of God. Next, you need to forgive yourself. You see, God has forgiven you. What right do you have to not forgive yourself if God has forgiven you? Now, this is sometimes difficult because sometimes we just can't forget. But just remember this point. Don't let your past determine your future in Jesus Christ. You see, he's got a glorious plan for your life. And then, I know what I'm about to say is hard, but you need to forgive others. Forgiving those that hurt you is essential because it allows you to break from the past. Hanging on to bitterness or hate, it's like drinking poison, hoping that the other person will die. It doesn't work that way. The only person you hurt is yourself. Not forgiving means that you're letting that person who hurt you have control over your life. And so I just encourage you to just grab a hold of what Jesus has purchased for you. Realize that all of us, every human being that goes through life, goes through difficult times, experience hardships, and that some people experience hardships that are greater than others. But whatever you have experienced, Jesus is the answer. But you have to put your trust in him. You will have to allow him to reveal to you that deep hurt that is inside of you. Because that's the beginning. Because once you can recognize it, once you can see it, now you can begin to deal with it and allow Jesus to take that wound from you and bring his healing. He came to heal the brokenhearted. We read that in Luke. He came to destroy the works of the enemy. Don't carry that which the enemy has done to you. Replace it with what Jesus has done for you. And what Jesus has done for you, he's accepted you into his family. He's promised you life and life more abundantly. But you can't live in that abundant life if you're living in the lies that the devil has sown into your spirit. And so I just encourage you to make a decision. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you if there's anything inside of you that is holding you back. And then bring it to the cross. Put it at the foot of Jesus. Let him do the healing work in your life. Thanks for listening to Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth. If you like our show and want to know more, please check out our website at www.pastorvicsnuggets.com or simply www.pastorvic.com. Look forward to seeing you the next time. God bless you. I know this is a difficult subject to deal with, but you need to know that I want you to be set free. God bless you. We'll see you again.